1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Some of the nation's 12 railroad unions have rejected contract offers, says CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Angered by a lack of substantial sick leave provisions in the tentative agreement, the rank and file of four railroad unions have now rejected the deal that the Biden administration brokered in September. To avoid rail work stoppages in the past, Congress has imposed terms on the unions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The best option is still for parties to resolve this themselves.
We're learning more about how customers of a gay bar in Colorado kept a deadly shooting there from becoming much worse.
Army veteran Richard Fierro said he tried to kill the gunman who opened fire in the middle of a Colorado Springs nightclub Saturday night.
I saw him and I went and got him. And when I pulled him down, I told him I was hitting him. I want to kill you, guy.
His daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance, was among five killed.
And my daughter got to spend her last day with him happy.
Also killed were Ashley Paw, Kelly Loving, and bartenders Derek Rump and Daniel Aston. Marissa Armas, CBS News, Colorado Springs.
Funerals are now being held for some of the four Idaho college students murdered more than a week ago. Police still have no suspects, says CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Police are still looking for the murder weapon, which they describe as a large military-style knife. CBS News visited a local sporting goods store where employees told us investigators had been by, asking about fixed-blade knife purchases. But in this part of the country, it's just not that uncommon.
Police are looking into why an SUV crashed into an Apple store in a town near Boston, killing one person. More on that from CBS's Errol Barnett.
In a statement, Apple says the 65-year-old who died was at the store working to support recent construction at the site, and the store itself had only been opened less than an hour before this all unfolded.
The online betting platform DraftKings says it has found no evidence that its systems were breached after some users reported unusual activity with their accounts. The company says it believes the user's login information was compromised on other websites and then used to access their DraftKings account. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur.
We at CNET recommend using a password manager. That's an app that actually stores unique passwords for every website and app you use behind one password that you don't use anywhere else.
The French communication regulator has asked Twitter to ensure it can meet its legal obligation to guarantee transparent information about itself, despite a series of drastic job cuts. In a letter to the company, French officials said Twitter has an obligation under a 2018 law to fight the manipulation of information on its site. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 13 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs around 36. Lows dip down to about 18 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 38 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies, 42 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Well, that's not a bad point. Dr. Zobin, who I took mass communications and I believe copy editing from, he might agree with your assessment.
I'm just saying.
I was a little worried where you were going there.
Come on, man. I appreciate it. But, you know, these rights are all have limitations, right? The right to bear arms. You don't get a Tommy gun, right? The right to free speech. You don't get to yell fire in a crowded theater when there's not one and people die because of that speech. There are consequences and responsibilities.
Not on Twitter. Buddy, we got to thank our fine guests tonight. They included Scott Ross, the ethical firebrand Scott Ross, and also our friend Don Brown from This Week in Waukesha giving us special live coverage from the
thank you, Don. Appreciate it. He stopped in. Good cat.
The 1 year anniversary of the tragedy. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. I'll be in studio tomorrow with Judge Chris Taylor. Please join us on the radio.
So good. So good. I got a year.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat and silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
prosecution of Donald Trump. But what I'm hearing is that Netanyahu really was politically toast. But his being prosecuted for corruption, Netanyahu's accused of taking bribes. The largest charges against him are still relatively minor crimes compared to what Donald Trump has been accused of. He's been accused of taking, you know, cigars was the most minor thing, of taking, you know, mostly gifts from rich people who are helping out his campaigns and who wanted things from him in the government that he gave to them. But he's been basically accused of taking bribes. Netanyahu's response to that was essentially, the Israeli deep state is out to get me. And there's a fairly broad, I won't say consensus, but a fairly broad opinion held among political commentators across Israel that it was the prosecution of Netanyahu that invigorated his followers and his base enough to show up and vote for his party and put him back into office in Israel. Now, if this is true, this very much falls into the be careful what you wish for category. And so, you know, something that we should all be taking very seriously and thinking about is if Donald Trump is prosecuted, will that actually revive his political prospects? I'm of the opinion that it will. I realize that the consensus or the conventional wisdom in America is that if he's prosecuted, he's politically toast, and that's really going to hurt him. I think it's the actual the other way around. And Israel, the politics of Israel are in many ways very similar to that of the United States. Here it's, you know, immigration and black people and brown people. There it's Palestinians and Arabs in, you know, within the Israeli government, within the Knesset and things like that. But basically, you know, race plays a huge role, and the right is largely all about race. Here too.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, if you want to die young, take the red pill. I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? Well, for this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiasts in their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all of your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com and text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more. And get free standard shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply. And that ad needs to be cut back. It's 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. All righty. I wanted to share with you this. I was doing a deep data dive yesterday afternoon. We got back from our anniversary vacation. By the way, and special thanks to Jefferson Smith, who did a marvelous job filling in for me all this last week. He's a great host. He's a good guy. And I'm so grateful to him, and you know, that he was able to just walk in and take over the show and do such a great job. It's very reassuring. I can leave and relax. But anyway, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. Yes, I'm, you know, all last week I was, because Louise and I were on vacation, I was taking older pieces and just tweaking them slightly, because I didn't even have a computer with me. I was doing everything on my phone. And so just tweaking them slightly and posting them Monday through Friday of last week. This week, of course, I'm writing brand new things from scratch. And today's article is titled, If You Want to Die Young, Take the Red Pill. Now, it is based on some graphics, and if you want to see these, you pretty much have to go over to HartmanReport.com. I also posted it this morning at DailyKos.com, which is the other site where I normally post these things. But you can see the graphics at either one of those two places. But the first is from a Substack newsletter by Jeremy Ney, This one is, his Substack is called American Inequality, and I recommend it very highly. And his graph is titled Life Expectancy in America. And it's about average age of death. And the average age of death in most of your red states, not all of them, but certainly most of them, and large chunks of many of the rest of them, the average age of death is around 66.8 years. The average age of death in most of your blue states is 86.8 years. That's a 20-year gap just from living in a red state versus a blue state. Now, the second graph that I put up is United States life expectancy at birth. The previous one was at death. This one is at birth. So, in other words, how old do we expect young people to live? And, of course, this does not take into account climate change. And, again, same deal. What you find is that in the red states, average life expectancy runs around 75 years at birth. And in the blue states, average life expectancy is running as high as 81 years at birth. If you zoom out even further, there's an amazing graphic over Our World in Data, which graphs life expectancy versus health expenditures. And it starts way back in 1970. And in 1970, the average life expectancy in the United States and all the other countries that they graphed, Israel, Spain, Italy, South Korea, Japan, Switzerland, Austria, France, Norway, Sweden, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Portugal, Finland, and the Netherlands, Austria, Belgium, UK, Germany, and Denmark, all of them, we were all around 71 years. That was average life expectancy. And we all spent an average of around $1,500 per person per year for health care. Now, life expectancy by 1980, the beginning of the Reagan Revolution, went up to 74 years for all these countries, including us. But then suddenly, in the 1980s, the Reagan Revolution took us off on a tangent. And our life expectancy plateaued out at around 78 years, whereas everybody else went up to 84 years, which is what it is in Switzerland, Japan, Spain, Italy, etc. 84 years. Also, their expenditures per person. In Israel, the average health expenditure per person is $2,500 a year. Here in the United States, it is now $10,000 per person per year. No other country in the world is higher than $7,000, which is Switzerland. No other country other than Switzerland is higher than $5,000 a year, which would be Norway, and Germany is around $4,500. But here in the United States, $10,000 a year, and we live 6 years shorter. This is insane. It's also GOP policy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. There's a lot on the table here to talk about. Stick around. Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100%.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor, wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The All of Us Research Program has a simple mission. They want to speed up medical breakthroughs. To do this, they're asking people across America to share their unique health information to create the largest, most diverse medical research program ever. The more information researchers have, the faster they can create individualized prevention, precise treatment options, and better care for everyone. Help make this mission achievable. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 13 overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, highs around 36. Lows dip down to about 18 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 38 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies, 42 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
There's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program. Tom
Tom Harmon here with you. Oh, one other topic. I'm going to get into this in the second hour. I'm going to pick up your phone calls now. But one other topic I wanted to point out to you is the growing movement across Europe, particularly Eastern Europe, in favor of basically Russia in the Ukraine war. And there's a fascinating piece about this in the Financial Times today. This is really growing in Germany, particularly in the old East Germany, which is the most conservative, like Leipzig, which is the most conservative part of Germany. We'll talk about that in the second hour, but just wanted to flag that for you. So picking up your phone calls, Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I want to comment about this special prosecutor, Jack Smith.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, all right, I use this term institutionalist. I mean, other people use the term, but a lot of people don't really know what that means, and I understand why they don't. Because you can be liberal and an institutionalist, or you can be conservative. But the bottom line is, it is very, very important what you said about this two-tier justice system we have. And this is more than just, well, it's unfair. Look, this is international, Tom. And let me tell you why this is going to lead to something really, really devastating.
I'd say Netanyahu's an example of that, too.
Well, and Trump, I don't know if you noticed, but Trump just got a big contract with Dar al-Arkan to build some very hot...
Oh, he just got billions of dollars from the Saudis. I mean, he's totally in bed with the Saudis. In fact, you could argue that the Saudis are funding Trump's run for the presidency.
Yes, and again, someone might say, so what? He's, you know, so what? He's monetized the presidency. Well, here's the so what, Tom. Pyongyang, North Korea, they just tested a Hwasong 17 ICBM that can hit any part of the United States. Right. All they have to do is miniaturize the warhead. Look, this is in North Korea. They do not recognize South Korea. Like, for instance, do you realize if Kim Jong-un himself converted to Christianity, he could not advocate for Christianity? Because Christianity is an imperialist novelty. It is something that was introduced to colonize South Korea. It is a foreign innovation. Now, if you look at China, you say, no, Dave, China's different than North Korea. Yes, but look at what Chairman Xi said to the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. He said Justin Trudeau tried to complain about Chinese interference in their elections, and Chairman Xi dismissed him out of hand, just like Donald Rumsfeld used to do. He basically gave him the side eye in vernacular, right? It, like he was trying to pretend Justin Trudeau
wasn't
even there.
What's your point, Dave?
Well, the point is, all over
the map this morning.
Well, no, let me narrow it down for you. This is more than just Ukraine. I'm glad you're talking about Ukraine. But Chinese and Russian forces outnumber, on the Arctic Circle, it's 5-1 right now. It's China and Russia on the Arctic Circle. They
That's true just of their landmass.
Right. And if you bring, there's this comment, right, that people keep bringing up. Totalitarian regimes, they underestimate democracies, okay? But we are not behaving like a democracy with a two-tier justice system. Do you understand the break in communication?
I see.
And it's going to lead to possibly World War III. I know people don't like the World War III discussion.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm telling you, I am...
Dave, yeah. I get it. I want to wrap it up. Thank you very much for the call and your thoughts. Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? And welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you had a nice...
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm still getting the information from the people that, and we've been running around in circles, chasing our tail, and unless we recognize that the rich is they're dead set. That's why the wealth gap has widened. Because they say, listen, let me just get richer. I don't care what happens to the rest of these people. And they say there's not enough room for us. No, there's not enough room for poor people. That's the way. It's not enough, because if you don't have money, you can't. That's why you have homelessness. Yeah. That's why you got sick people. That's why you got, because there's not enough room for them people. There's enough room for millionaires and billionaires. Oh, there's enough room for them. But there's not enough room for your average citizen that can't afford to pay $2,000, $3,000 a month
for
rent.
Absolutely. Or anybody who wants to, you know, flee persecution in some other country and come here to work or live. I'm with you. Tyrone, thank you. It's spot on. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's up?
Oh, I'm doing okay. It's cold and rainy down here. And in spite of the election, I'm still surrounded by Republicans.
Yeah, and probably always will be. What's on your mind today?
And in that vein, I will jump off on Tyrone. Was it Tyrone, the previous caller to me? I will jump off on Springboard on what he said and take issue with what you said earlier about Netanyahu, the situation in Israel, how that could replicate itself here in the United States. And I would remind you that the worst that you're warning us about is already in the process of happening, and it will continue if we don't do what we're supposed to do according to the majority, the silent majority, which will turn sour. You're talking about Democrats always poisoning the voting well? If we don't prosecute and find guilty and imprison Donald Trump and his crew, the people on the left, you're talking about big, big problems.
Oh, I'm not saying we shouldn't. I absolutely believe we should. I'm just saying that the unintended side effect of it may well be increasing his political popularity and reinvigorating his base, just like happened with Netanyahu in Israel.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know what we need to invigorate? We need to invigorate the actual people who work for a living every day, not just those on the right, because libs work too, we have guns too, and we are righteous, not self-righteous like the other guys. So I'm glad to hear that you agree that we need to do the job of prosecuting Donald Trump, because that is the just and right thing to do. That will heal America.
Yeah, I totally get it. I'm with you. Pearson, thank you very much. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Ever since Trump announced his re-election bid, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's been a big increase in violent crimes, attacks, biased, hateful attacks towards LGBTQs, towards people of color, and pretty much any and everybody that is not a MAGA Trump supporter. And who are the perpetrators? The MAGA Trump supporters, those who are following Trump. So the whole thing is that, where's the connection to all this? I tell you this, Trump is on notice saying if he wins re-election, he will pardon every single insurrection from January 6th. And knowing his track record, he'll pardon anyone and everyone that commits violence in his name.
You're right.
So following the previous caller, yes, Donald Trump should have been long indicted, prosecuted, and convicted. I'm kind of glad that, what's his name, Merrick Garland, finally naming an independent counsel at least, although he should have taken the matter off himself. But I do understand the prospects of President Biden running for re-election right now. If it's a Biden versus Trump part two, I understand Garland is trying to avoid any kind of conflict of interest. But again, this is something that's long overdue and needs to be stopped before it goes any further.
Well, the other thing is that by appointing a special prosecutor, keep in mind, John Durham still has his job. You know, by appointing a special prosecutor, this guy can continue doing his work, even if, God forbid, Donald Trump becomes president in 2 years. I mean, you know, if he's going to do a deep dive and he's going to go after dozens and dozens of cronies of Trump's, this could last for a long, long time. Michael, I got to run, but thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
47 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Forward to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late. Renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? Those are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Ew! Louise and I feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, and we know they're getting healthy food. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with selective orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supply lasts. Text fees may apply. You may also receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Devin in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devin, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. What's on my mind is how quickly we forget that the Saudis cut oil production and had absolutely no consequence from America. So there is no Democrat, there is no Republican, no one is talking about banning arms sales. All the contracts that are in process currently and any contract to come needs to be stopped right now, dead in the water. And I tell you why nobody is talking about it is because we have a filthy relationship with the Saudis that's all about money. And the company that runs American ammunition plants, BAE Systems, yeah, still ringing that bell, BAE Systems has a Saudi Arabian outlet, like they do production in Saudi Arabia. And there are plants in America that are making money. They're run by BAE Systems under this government go cooperation, and they're making money off the Saudi contracts. And that's why nobody, not Tim Kaine, not Mark Warner, not any, well, maybe Bernie, but, you know, no one is talking about banning arms sales to the Saudis because of the money.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting.
Yeah, Will Khanna has been all over it, by the way, Devin. He has, you know, he's talked about that multiple times on this program. I think one of the, for the so-called policy realists, foreign policy realists, I put that in scare quotes, what they're looking at is the fact that Saudi Arabia is mind-bogglingly rich, extraordinarily powerful. They're kind of the linchpin for power in the Middle East. And if we were to lose them to Russia as an ally, which is sort of what looks like has been kind of slow motion happening. But if it were to really fully change that power relationship in the Middle East, it could be extraordinarily destabilizing, not just for the Middle East, but for the entire planet. That's not to say that I'm in favor of our continuing arms sales to the Saudis. I think I'm with you. I think we should cut them off and say, okay, you guys have to make a choice. Are you with us or are you with Putin? Are you with, yeah, I mean, you know, which side are you on? But it is... It is and probably the best book on this is the one that that Medea Benjamin wrote about the Saudis. She's been on the program a couple times about it. I'm sorry, I don't have the topic or the title right off the top of my head.
Kingdom of something. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. But it all comes down to money. I mean, the Saudis have already shown us whose side they're on. They've already given us the big middle finger when they cut oil production. Yep. They gave us the big middle finger back in 2001, you know, when they bombed the freaking Twin Towers. 19 or 17 of the bombers were from Saudi Arabia. I mean, how many times do we have to be kicked when we're down?
Right.
Let's stop selling arms to the bloody Saudi Kingdom, period, end. And if everyone would just call their congresspeople, you can get a hold of your congressperson and both of your senators by calling 202-224-3121 and ask them, why are they not calling for a ban on arms sales to Saudi Arabia right now, today?
Yeah, Medea Benjamin's book, by the way, is titled Kingdom of the Unjust. And
yes.
And she lays it out. And for some reason, we talk about Saudi Arabia as if they're just like a normal country. It's a kingdom. I mean, it's literally a royal hierarchy that goes back a couple hundred years. And the country is run of, by, and for the royal family. And women have few rights. Gay people are actively persecuted. People who are not of Saudi lineage are in trouble. But even poor Saudis. You know, to the extent that there still are poor Saudis, and there are. It's a tough place. Devin, thank you so much for the call. We're in the break, Sean, I think. There we go. We'll be back in the second hour here of the program. I want to get into what this protest, pro-Russian protest movement that's sweeping East Germany. What does AARP say about Medicare privatization and gerrymandering in the Republican Party and the House?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi code was not honored. If you or someone in your your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.